This message is called His Body, and we really don't see a whole lot about that till the end. But the bottom line is, we, the church, are the body of Christ. All right? You're useless on your own. I'm useless on my own. I have nothing on my own. I have nothing. I have everything in Him. Does that make sense? We're His church. We're His body. Keep looking. In the first 13 verses of chapter 1, the phrasing "in Christ" occurs at least 9 times. Verses 1, 4, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. And you can actually find a few more if you want to pull real hard there. There are a lot of words in the Bible used to describe our salvation in Jesus, by the way. Words like, big words, redemption, atonement, reconciliation, propitiation. And you know what? And many, 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 many more words used to describe our salvation in Christ. But I want you to know something today. There's nothing more simple, yet more profound than the little phrase, say it with me, in Christ. Hey, if you really want to confound the wise, you just start studying the depths of those two little words, in Christ. That's what I am. I'm in Jesus Christ. Amen? Hey, you might not like me. Somebody else might think I'm crazy. Let me tell you something. I'm in Him, and you can't do a dog thing about it. Amen? Come on. I'm in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm in Jesus Christ. What does that mean, for crying out loud? Thank God we got a book that's going to try to tell us what we have in Jesus Christ. To be saved, to be born again, to be a Christian means to be what? In Christ. And I know not all of us have been taught this clearly. Some of us have been taught and fed the line, a bunch of bull, quite frankly, that if I do good, amen, I do good works and I do good to my neighbor and I go to church and stuff like that, I will be a Christian. Okay? That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that you're a sinner, I'm a sinner, Jesus died. If you believe Him, you're in. If you don't, you're out. Is that true? Yes or no? In Christ, to be saved, to be born again, to be a Christian means I'm in Jesus Christ. What He did on that cross for me, His resurrection, I believe all of that and nothing else to get me to heaven. Is that clear? That's what the Bible teaches. Doesn't matter what church you come from. They were wrong. Are you hearing me say? Can't believe you're talking about my church that way. Sorry. If some of you are Northerners, you go back home. I'm going to really make you upset now. If you go back home where church is teaching anything other than being in Jesus Christ for your salvation, I'd leave. I'd find me a church that preaches the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ loved me, died for me, rose from the dead. It's plus Him and nothing else. That's it. It's all Him. Are y'all listening? Amen. That's what the Bible teaches. I will never get you to heaven. Never happen. Keep going. You're going to need the in. You need the I-N. You need to be in Christ. In Christ. If you're going to be in the Lord's army, you've got to be in Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what the Bible teaches. Let's do some text messaging, which I don't even know how to do. R, U, N. I don't understand how you can get your fingers, that big old fingers, to work on them things. Do you? How many can't text message? Can I see your hands? Amen? I don't understand. They can go... And then there's letters that I don't understand. Like, I would go, run. Where am I running to? No, are you in? Are you in Christ? Are you in Christ? That's what this series is all about, what we're going to be talking about. What does it mean to be in Christ? That's what we're going to talk about today. Are y'all ready to find out? Say. I'm ready to find out what it means to be in Christ. Now, if you are depressed here today, or I'm a Christian, I'm just pitiful, boy, did you pick a bad Sunday to come. Wow, I'm going to tell you about how good it is in Jesus this morning. Amen? Right from the Bible. Here we go. What does it mean? Now, let's go into some deep water. I did this 2 weeks ago, baptizing. I'm there, believe it or not. Pop my head up. Boom, there it is. One more time. We're going into some serious deep water. This is what the book of Ephesians is, brother. It is deep water, ain't it? Say, this is some good stuff. This is some deep water. Woo, it's good stuff, though. Here we go. You ready to get wet? Come on. In Christ. Now, it takes some big words. Say big words with me. Big words to describe such a little word like in. It takes some big words to describe a little word like in. I'm in Christ. And here's some of these big words. We're going to pop them up real big for you right from the book of Ephesians. Let's go now to the book, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the, say it with me, saints, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful or believers in Jesus Christ. The word is this. Here's a big old word, man, that means to be in Christ. Here's a big word coming at you. And some of you are so confused when you hear the word saint. You know you are. But come on, let's see what the Bible says. I am a saint. Can you say that with me? I am a saint. Because I'm in Christ, say it with me again. I am a saint. That's what the Bible teaches. The word saint means holy one. You need to realize because you're in Christ, you're a holy one. Now, if you're depending on your own works, your own good looks, your own little giving, this, that, the other, no, you're not a holy one, are you? You sure missed the mark, don't you say? But in Christ, I'm a saint. God has seen me and sees me and placed me in Christ. That's what the word means. It means those set apart ones for God's use. God set me apart. I'm in Christ. He has a plan for my life. This is huge. Saints are believers in Jesus Christ and no one else. Could you say that? Saints are believers in Jesus Christ and no one. And I got a news flash for you. I hate to do this to you. I'm going to rock your world. Here we go. Pop it up. If you ain't a saint before you die, you sure ain't going to be one when you dead. I hate to do that to you this morning. But when you die, we're not going to call a committee together and see if we can see some miracles that you did. We're going to make sainthood on you, and we're going to get a little figure of you and put you on the dashboard so you can bobble. It ain't happening. Are you hearing me? I know that's ugly. But listen, friend, we make up some of the dumbest things in church. Come on! You know, I'm this my whole life. When I die, I'll be a saint. If you ain't a saint before you're dead, you sure ain't going to be one when you die. It's Jesus Christ, His death on the cross, believing in Him. That's what makes me a what? Saint. Woo! I'm a saint. Did you know that? When the saints go marching in. Come on. We're saints for crying out loud. In Christ. Now, outside of Christ, I'm pathetic. I'm nothing. I'm lost. I'm on my way to hell. In Christ, and it's all because of Him. I'm a what? A saint. Because I'm in Christ. Wow, that's good stuff. Say it with me one more time. I am a saint. That's what it is to be in Christ. You church people. Trying to get me in Jesus. Yeah, we are. It's pretty nice. It's pretty nice on this side. Do you know that? Oh, we're not perfect, man. We sure still screw up and stuff like that. I'm glad God does not judge me on what I do, but because of what Jesus did. Amen? You take your own whipping if you want to. I'm glad He took mine. And I'm going to believe in Him. I don't understand it all. I can't even understand why He would do that for me. But He did. And I accept that. And I do know this. I'm a changed life because of what He did and because of following Him. I'm a changed individual. I'm a saint. Let's keep going. Other words. Verse 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help me here. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in, there's our word, in Christ. So I'm a saint. Wait a minute. I'm something else. Come on. Pop it up. I am, say it with me, blessed. Because I'm in Jesus Christ, I am blessed. Blessed! Woo! I mean, is this good or what? Not good preaching, but good word. Ain't that a good word? I'm blessed, man. I know. I struggle with discouragement. That's one of my problems. I struggle with discouragement. Most pastors, if they're honest with you, struggle with discouragement. They won't tell you, some of them. But I've been trying to be honest with you and tell you. And tell you. And many of you pray for me. Amen? Thank you for that. And you encourage my heart. Boy, because sometimes I'm in Christ, but I don't see it. You hearing me? But I am blessed. I am blessed. That's what the word, that's why you need to be in the Bible. You can see this stuff. I'm blessed. What does it mean to be blessed? The word blessed means to benefit and prosper. Amen? God blesses me. God has blessed me. That doesn't mean that I'm going to get rich. That's not what that means at all. Man, I got so much more than that. I've got eternal rewards. I've got eternal things. I've got heaven. I've got a mind now that's been changed. And instead of thinking I'm going to hell, I know now I'm forgiven. How much is that worth? Say. crud and crap you've done in your life, excuse me, to know it's forgiven. Is that worth anything? Say. That's what I call I'm blessed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm blessed in so many ways. He helps us. God's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's a mouthful. What does that mean? Keep looking. It means this. We have had every necessary spiritual enrichment bestowed upon us so we can live a Spirit-filled life. I can live for Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can live a victorious Christian life. Did you know that? Yes or no? Well, I just can't do that. Yes, you can. Stop thinking that way. You're blessed. You have everything given to you by God to live this Christian life. I just can't do it anymore, man. You're just whining. I whine too. We're wrong when we say that. We can do all things through Christ. Can't we? Yes or no? All things do work together for good. We might not understand it, but trust me, it does. It really does. Take God at His word and start living by faith. Take God at His word and start living by faith. Believe you're blessed. Are you listening? I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. Because I'm in Christ, I'm a saint. Because I'm in Christ, I'm blessed. Because I'm in Christ, I can make it through this situation. Because I'm in Christ, I can overcome. I am in Christ. It is going to work out. I am going to make it. Worst case, if I die, I'm checking into heaven. I'm going to make it. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all hearing it? Yes or no? In Christ. This will help you love the Lord, by the way. If you look at you, you're not going to feel like a saint, are you? If you look at you, and you look at your world, and you look at your mess that you see around you, you're not going to feel blessed sometimes, are you? Say. But if you look at Him, listen. If you look at Him, you'll see you're blessed. Amen? In Christ. Are you in? Keep looking. More words. We got to fly, Raj. Verse 4. According as He hath what? Chosen us. In Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in what? Love. Okay, wait a minute. I am a what? Saint. I am what? Blessed. Look at this one. I am chosen. Woo! Now that's some deep water right there. Whoa, I just went under. I am chosen. Would you say that with me? Salvation is God's doing and not. Would you say it again? Act like you mean it. Don't act self-righteous and give God glory this morning. Say it again. Salvation is God's doing and not whose? Ours. It's funny. We get saved. And boy, then we start doing this stuff. And it won't be long. We'll start attaching some little rules and things and stuff. And we'll even cut your hair. We'll tell you what to dress and how you're supposed to look. We'll tell you, don't use the big screen. Use the hymn books. We'll tell you what version of the Bible to preach. Because all the other ones are bad versions. Have you ever heard it? Yes or no? Am I making it up? Yes or no? We act like salvation's our thing, don't we? We get in the body, we get in the church, then we get some position, and we get this, and we get, look at it. Then we start talking about people like a dog because they don't do what we do. And we talk about only 10% do all the work. As if you're doing it all, or I'm doing it all. Shut up. Stop it. Don't think like that. Are you listening this morning? Say, salvation's God's doing. And I don't understand these scriptures. I struggle with them. They're too big for me. I'm drowning in these thoughts. Look at it. For by grace are you saved through faith. Say it with me. And that not of your... It's the gift of God. Not of what? Works, lest any man should boast. We love Him. Why? Because He first loved us. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called what? The sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew Him not. Romans 8:30. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He called, and whom He called, He also justified, and whom He justified, them He glorified. Do you see your name in there doing anything? Say. No, He did it all, didn't He? Yes or no? Okay? What shall we say then to these things that we're reading and talking about? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm in Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me today? Praise the Lord. Come on, let's just praise Him this morning. Come on. That's good stuff. It's not because I do something or I've done something or I keep a list or whatever that gives me the victory. None of that. He that spared not His own Son, but He delivered Him up for us all, how shall not with Him also He freely give us all what? Things. Hallelujah. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. What I'm saying is, I don't live here. See, I don't live in Christ so often. I get out and I live in Gary. And I put myself down. And I don't know if I'm talking to anybody that does that. That's when I struggle. But man, when I get in Christ, that's when I get lifted. Are y'all hearing me today? Are you in? This was the greatest church, I think, probably in the whole Bible, the church at Ephesus. And if they struggle with love and moving out from under that and inside and out, don't you think we're going to struggle with that too? And that's why this book was written. These are big old words, aren't they? I'm chosen of God. God chose me to be holy and blameless in Jesus Christ. Why? Because God loves me. God loves me. God does not choose a life for you for the devil. That's not God's choice for you. That's going to end in a place called hell. God's choice for you is that every one of you believe in Jesus Christ. Every one of you believe in Jesus Christ. Did you know that's the choice He has for you? But it's called a choice and you've got to make it. God loves you. He chose you. He sure did before the foundations of the world. Jesus Christ, this plan to die for you, to love you. Nothing takes God by surprise. This is all planned. God's plan. Are you in Christ? Do you know Him today? Just in case, you know, lots of churches have been split over this. Lots of churches get split over this. And see, they'll just say God does everything and basically we're like robots. Okay, and the churches will go and they'll start and God chose you, predestined you, everything, and basically you don't have any free will. I don't believe that. Do I understand it all? No, I don't understand it all. But look at this verse, and lots of them. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but He's what? Say it to me. Long-suffering. He's not willing what? That any should what? But that all should come to what? It's God's will for you to be saved. That's God's will for your life. That's God's best choice for you. He loves you. He cares for you. He chose to love you on purpose. This thing didn't just happen. He cares for you. But it's your responsibility to believe in Jesus Christ. Can you say that with me? It's your responsibility to believe in Jesus Christ. It's your responsibility. My mother was about 42. She'd been a drunk her whole life. I was a 16-year-old hellraiser. The preacher did his job. The Holy Spirit did his job drawing us to that little old country church. The preacher preached the word. The people were nice. The place, the lights were on. Everything was good. But it came down to us to make that choice. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Mama made it December 18, 1977. I made it the same Sunday morning, December 18, 1977. How do you know you're a Christian, Gary? I was there when it happened. I made a conscious choice, though I didn't understand it all, I made a choice to believe in Jesus Christ, though I didn't fully understand what I was believing in. But I believed in God that He is Son, and I took Him at His word. That was my choice. It's your choice. The word is in you. It's nigh you. It's even in your mouth. You can make a decision to believe in Jesus. It's in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. You can believe in Christ today. You don't understand what I did. We're not talking about what you did. We're talking about what He did. Amen? Yes or no? Well, I did this and I did. I'm bad. I'm good. That's good. You should come real quick, man. Amen? Come on. If you'll confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll confess in your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be what? Saved. It's your responsibility. For at the heart man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession's made unto salvation. You might say, I can't, not me. God can't love me. Say it with me, everybody. Come on. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Amen. Amen. Let's do a little test. Is there some in the building, before you became a Christian, then you struggled with becoming a Christian, you thought there's just no way God could love me? Can I see some hands? See their hands all around. You're not alone. We felt the same way. We had to come to the place where we said, hey, He does. He does anyway. Amen. He loves me. I'm chosen. He cares for me. Amen. In Christ. Keep looking. So wait a minute. I'm a saint. I'm blessed. I'm chosen. What's this? Having predestinated us unto the what? Adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. You know what I am? Say it with me. I am adopted. Woo! Isn't that good? I'm adopted. That's what the Bible says. I'm in Christ now. I've been adopted. What does that mean? I'm a full-fledged son of God. And we have a hard time saying that, don't we? Because Jesus is God's son. How could I be God's son when Jesus... It is. It's very complicated, isn't it? It's really complicated. But you know what? Hey, He's the one that called us this. You believe Him or not? I'm a son of God. Tell me how bad a day you're having that can't lift you up. Amen? I'm telling you, it's good to know you're in Christ, friend. I'm adopted. I'm adopted into God's family. I'm given the same rights and privileges as anyone else in the family. What about people like Billy Graham? He's no more a son than I'm a son. You might be here today and you think, Pastor, you're all this and you do this and you're that. Listen to me. I'm no more a son than you are. Did you hear me this morning? You have every right, every privilege. Nothing makes me more special than you. We're in God's family. Amen? I'm in Christ. Not because of anything I did, but because a legal thing happened. He took me from Adam, and now I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? So you're either in Adam, where all men die, or you're in Christ, where all men are made alive. I'm adopted. And guess what? I'm in the family not because of me. Can you say that with me? I'm in the family not because of me, but because of my Father's what? Do you know God loves you like that? He loves you like that. You're in the family because of His good pleasure. He chose to love you and to love me. Hallelujah. Amen? He chose to put us in His family. I'm in Christ. I'm adopted. Look at another big word. In whom we have, say that word with me, redemption. Several verses, we'll just read them. Through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. This is huge. According to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things. In who? Christ. Both which are in heaven and which are on the earth. Even in who? Christ. Amen? In whom also we've obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. So I am in Christ. I'm a saint. I'm blessed. I'm chosen. I'm adopted. Here's another one. Pop it up. Say it with me. I am redeemed. We sing a song in kids' church years ago. I am redeemed. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, His child forever I am. All my sins are washed away. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good song for our heart. Amen. Come on. How many remember singing that little song years ago? Some of you. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. What does that mean? I've been released and delivered from slavery. That's who I'm no longer a slave. Pop it up. I'm no longer a slave to sin. Do I still sin? Yes. I'm so glad God doesn't look at me in me. He looks at me in Christ. And I'm free. Hallelujah. Amen. It's hard to be depressed with this message. I'm doing my best, trying to get you down. It's just hard. Look at that. I'm redeemed. Come on. Because of Christ. This will keep you from leaving your first love. You start thinking you did it. You're doing it, all this. But you start seeing yourself in Christ and you'll go, my goodness, why in the world would I ever get away from that? Amen? Come on. Pop it up. I'm redeemed through the shed blood of Jesus Christ because God loves me and He shed His grace on me. See, God loved me. Jesus Christ sacrificed His life for me. That's why I'm in Christ today. Now here's the mystery of mysteries, and that's that God loves me. Amen? God loves me. And three little quick things. It was God's plan. Say these with me. It was God's plan to save man. Number two, it was Jesus' sacrifice that gives life. And number three, it's the Holy Spirit that seals the deal. Okay? And that's what this book teaches. I'm redeemed. Okay, so I'm all these things, but we're not done yet, but we're getting close. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed, say it with me, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption, the purchased possession, to the praise of His glory. My goodness, is that deep water. It's crazy what I have in Jesus. Say that with me. I am sealed. Some of you didn't even know you were sealed, did you? Say. And if you're honest with me this morning, some of you didn't even know you were all these things, did you? No wonder you struggle. No wonder you're in and out. This is important. Are you listening? Amen. It's huge. How in the world can somebody say God doesn't love them when I pop all this up on the screen this morning? And that you're not special, that you have purpose and you can make it. You can. I'm sealed. What does this mean? Sealed of the Holy Spirit. God chose me. It's His plan of salvation. All this is His doing. Jesus died for me. I can sort of see that, though don't totally understand it. But this part of the sealing of the Holy Spirit, what is that all about? The word sealed indicates what? Security. Seal. Authenticity. The real deal. See, I don't have to act like I'm a Christian only. Listen, act like something. I have the seal of God on my life. It's the Holy Spirit of the living God. The Holy Spirit is evident in my life. Does that mean I'm all that? No. Does it mean I screw up, I make mistakes, I do things I shouldn't do? But I tell you what, I do know the Holy Spirit's active in my life. I do have that seal and mark on my life. I know that. See, I know the old me and I know the person I am now. I know the hell He's brought me through since I've been a Christian. You listening? Say. There have been people I wanted to kill, and I could have. And probably got away with it, policeman. I don't know. At least I thought I could. I'm just saying, hey, buddy, inside me dwells no good thing. I got a wicked... I'm at times, it's awful. Amen? So I've seen the Holy Spirit change me. Amen? How many have seen that in your life? Yes, no. Let's give Him some credit and glory this morning. Come on. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. Look, it's an approval. I have that seal of approval that He marks me. It's a certificate of genuineness. It's identification of ownership. Okay? The Holy Spirit seals the deal. I know that's a little complicated. Jesus told His disciples that when He would leave, He would send the Holy Spirit. And did He? Yes, look at the Scriptures. I'll pray the Father, Jesus said, I'll give you another Comforter that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not, neither knows Him, but you know Him. See, I used to not talk like this. I thought it was almost arrogant if I told somebody that I had the Holy Spirit active in my life. See, that sounds sort of arrogant. Or it sounds like, you're charismatic. Well, if that's what it means to be a charismatic, then I guess I am one. Okay? Because I know the Holy Spirit's in me. Didn't know what Jesus said I would know? Yes or no? He's in my life. You know Him. He dwells in you. He shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And that's what you get. That's just one of them when you're in Christ. Amen? The seal of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, by the way, is a deposit. His presence in our life, His moving in our life, His encouragement in our life is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance one day. You know how I know there's a place called heaven? Because I've got the Holy Spirit that's made the down payment. He's made the down payment in my life. It's more than a pledge. It can be returned. It's a down payment. How many have ever put earnest money down at a close at a, on a piece of property? Yes or no? Earnest money. Is that just little money you're putting down? You thinking about changing your mind? Or is that money, it's down, ain't it? If you get out of the deal, do you lose the money? Yes or no? Money gone. See, we have the Holy Spirit. It's a down payment with a guarantee of hallelujah, more to come. Amen. This seal guarantees us salvation and heaven. The Holy Spirit in our life. I know that's a little deep. Isn't that deep? That's tough, ain't it? No, I had all this. Which is the earnest of our inheritance. That's that deposit money. Until the redemption, the purchase possession. Until the praise of His glory. He's going to take you from right there where you put your faith and trust in Christ. He's going to take you through death's water. And you'll be fine on the other side. It's going to be okay. Amen? Because I'm in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you're in bad shape. Amen? I am what? Sealed. Here we go. The last several scriptures, and I'm not preaching them. Paul prays for them. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love and all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, He may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. Boy, He's saying, I hope you'll know what I'm trying to tell you. I hope you'll hear it. I hope you'll listen. I hope you'll know who you are in Christ. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of His calling, what is the riches of His glory and the inheritance of the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of His power. You have hope. You have a future. You have power right now to live this life. To those who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Jesus Christ when He raised Him from the dead. He set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above principality, power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. He's put all things under His feet. See, you want to be in Him, baby. Amen? Because everything's under His feet. He gave Him to be head over all things of the what? Church, which is His what? Body! The fullness of Him that filleth all. And in all, I'm in Christ. That is a mouthful. Is that true or not? Say, whoo! You know what it makes me feel like? Pop it up. It makes me feel like this. It makes me feel like I got run over by a Mack truck this morning. Here I am. That's God's truck, baby. Man, is that great or what? I'm in Christ. What is wrong with me, fool, when I get discouraged? I'm in Christ. Are y'all hearing the message? Come on. Let's say it now. Here we go. We're going to roll them fast. You got to holler it out or we'll keep preaching. Come on, here we go. I am a saint. Come on. I am blessed. I am chosen. I am adopted. I am redeemed. I am sealed. Yeah, come on. That's good stuff. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to be happy about that. Hey. The question is this, are you in? Are you in Christ? Are you in? If I wasn't in Christ today after hearing this, I'd run. Amen? Are you in Christ?